Just what is a trending topic?
A trending topic is a word or phrase that is tagged at a greater rate than other tags.
This is a trending topic.
Hashtag tunes.
Stop growing up and grow down with Jack and Brian as they rejoin the Trending Topics Network.
Hashtag tweet the table.
Get ready to have your face slammed through a table of wrestling knowledge as Captain Austin and T-Mac bring you the Spanish Announce Table.
Hashtag Weekend Box Office.
Join Mr. Old School and his panel of critics as they are your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news.
Hashtag Mobile Technology.
Take a bite out of the mobile space on trending mobile technology as Piper the DJ breaks down iOS, Microsoft, BlackBerry, and many things in between. This is the brand new Trending Topics Network.
Better check in every day.
Because you never know what's going to be trending next.
Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Where that man is fucking an animal.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 94 for October 16th, 2014. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like Tunes, Spanish Announce Table, and Trending Mobile Technology. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before I get to the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is a site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. OldSchoolMovies2@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at OldMovies.net. That's OldMovies, D-O-T-net, hashtag O-S-A-T-M. Without further ado, let's get into our panel for this week. 75 episodes in a row, our Iron Man, Mr. Heavyset.
Happy fake Thanksgiving!
Fuck you, it's the real Thanksgiving. We have Kebo Trek.
Happy fake Thanksgiving.
What? Were you turning on your own country? Or what's going on?
I am.
And we've got Carp.
Merry Columbus Day.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
Ghostbusters 3 will be led by these people. The Expendables 3 is getting an unrated cut. Here are the details. The sad reason why Bill and Ted 3 might never actually happen. The helpful advice George Takei gave John Cho before making Star Trek. Dave Bautista to give 007 some trouble as James Bond 24 henchman. And Sony's Crackle officially bringing David Spade back for Joe Dirt 2. Heavy set, go ahead.
I've really looked over these topics and read all these articles, but I'm going to have to go with Ghostbusters 3.
Yes, so apparently we're going to have an all-female cast of Ghostbusters 3, and from what I'm seeing, possibly Kristen Wiig's going to be on there, Melissa McCarthy, Kevin's favorite actress, Aubrey Plaza, I think she'd be great. So what do you think about this, Heavy Set, being a huge fan of Ghostbusters, of course, the fact that they're not going to bring back the original cast, or maybe just for a cameo, but having an all-female lead, do you think that twist might work for the franchise?
Since we didn't do it before the show, how are my vocals? Is it good? And I'm not, how am I coming in?
Yeah, you're coming in perfect.
Good. No!
Okay, you came in a little overmodulated there.
Just a little?
Just a little. I think you blew your speaker. I can't even hear you now.
How about now?
This is still low. You fucking broke your Bluetooth, man.
I'm pulling a Spanish Announce Table. It must have stinged my mic. What the fuck?
There we go.
Coming in better?
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I'm not happy about this. I'm not one of those people that's against change, but I'm against stupid shit. And I think this is kind of like, well, since we couldn't get the movie going before, we're going to do this with all female cast. And it's just, I do not have high expectations for this. This sounds like it's going to be a train wreck because they've waited way too long. And maybe, just maybe, my only glimmer of hope is if they don't brand it as a reboot, they brand it as a band of new recruits, but you still have to find a way to explain that it's all women. Like, I know, I thought in the late 90s they were talking about doing one and having new recruits kind of like taking it over. It's very similar to what the second recent video game. They had one which kind of was taking place after the second movie. It has the old original cast, and then there's one new recruit. Then they came out with a cheaper sequel to that game. It's called, like, Sanctum of Slime, and it stars four recruits. But no, like I said, the game was just all recruits, and I just put this was a bad taste in my mouth. Maybe I'll understand what Transformers fans feel with Michael Bay and what they did to their childhood if this completely fucks up my childhood.
All right, so yeah, I agree with you on this one. I don't think it's going to be a good idea, but I think you hit the nail on the head when you said they've waited way too long, and Paul Feige's going to try to reboot it a bit. I mean, it's nothing against the women in this cast. It's just for the fans of the franchise, they want to see the old school Ghostbusters come back, or at least a couple of them. I know Ernie Hudson was completely in disagreement to having this happen, but I think it's just because he needs to eat. he's got no work, so he's in like fucking time movies for TV or whatever. So he needs the gig.
That's pretty much all he does anything anymore. Like, because technically, look at everybody else in that movie has had some sort of career. I think all except for Janine, but like of the Ghostbusters, he was the only one. And every time I see him, it's something Ghostbusters related. Like, I remember a couple of years ago, I was at a place to get my car looked at. I think I get a new tire put on.
A garage, right?
Yeah, garage. That's what I meant. Shut up. Anyway.
The thing that does the car and the jello and the pudding.
But the thing is, they had a certain channel on where they were showing these car auctions, and they were literally auctioning off a version of the Ecto-1. And he was there in suit and everything and blah, blah, blah. But they're like, that's all I ever see him with.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he does. He's just those lifers. Like, the guy who played Ted in Bill and Ted. He really wants fucking Bill and Ted to happen because he's on food stamps right now. So
bogus.
He's like, yeah, Ernie Hudson's like the Marty Jannetty of Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
The thing with this, like, I wouldn't be against it if, A, it wasn't people like rumored like Melissa McCarthy and...
Well, Aubrey Plaza, though. I think Aubrey Plaza is the good temperament.
Well, no, I'd be fine with that, but I just don't want Melissa McCarthy. And yeah. Maybe...
You're fattest.
If they didn't do all female, like, maybe if they mixed it up so it wouldn't be so, like, so
what
so
do you,
different.
Why are you sexist?
I am sexist, you know. No, but just, I would have liked to see maybe, like, two guys and two girls, so it just won't be such a big difference than what the originals are.
At a pizza place, and you've got something there, buddy.
There we go.
All right, Kebo Trek, what would you like to discuss this week?
A lot of good stories this week. We've discussed the Expendables a bit. We've talked enough about Star Trek.
Here's the thing about Expendables is they're trying to salvage what little amount of money they can make, and they're re-releasing an unrated cut on DVD.
Yeah, let's go with Bill and Ted 3.
Yes.
How appropriate.
This is actually very interesting because Bill and Ted 3 apparently might not happen because it doesn't have international box office appeal, apparently. And I think this is going to start happening in a lot of either possible reboots or things that are going to cost a lot of money to make. You're going to say, okay, well, is this going to be big in China? Is this going to be big overseas? Because of domestic box office draw is dropping, we could possibly see a loss of this. The one thing I found ridiculous is apparently the first budget was $150 million for Bill and Ted. Like, seriously? Yeah. You're going to go, that's ridiculous. Let's get your thoughts, man.
First of all, it shouldn't be made because it's a terrible movie.
You, yeah, sir, are blasphemous.
We're preparing for the 80s retrospective, and Kev was over the other day, and we were revisiting this movie. It was so shit.
Oh, it's terrible.
Does not hold up. No. Does not hold
the
up.
The only bad part about Bogus Journey was Joan of Arc deciding to do, like, aerobics. But Genghis Khan going crazy, that was spectacular.
Okay, so, that was was cool.
You guys suck.
Yes.
No, and Napoleon.
I'll give you that, but
Napoleon was great.
Beethoven wasn't even really playing on
that. I don't know what's wrong with you guys.
You mean Excellent Adventure. Bogus Journey was the sequel.
Yeah, the robots.
Yeah.
I like Bogus Journey better than I ever liked Excellent Adventure.
But anyway, getting back to the article, I mean, yeah, we have to just look at Transformers, where on the surface it looked like it tanked, and it made like so much money internationally. So
yeah, because they put the second half of the movie entirely in China with the Sears Tower in the background.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, like, even when I was looking at the top 10 list, I was looking, you know, first I see how it would do on the, you know, the domestic market, but then immediately I'd say, okay, how's this movie going to do on the foreign market? And I think we will be seeing not only maybe movies not being made that because they're not going to do good on the foreign market, but I think we're going to see, like you said with Transformers, we're going to see more catering to the foreign market, whether it's just maybe putting an actor in or having a location like somewhere outside of the U.S. And, you know, in the end, studios just care about the dollar and they don't really care how they get them. So if we're not going to see some of these kind of American movies getting made because they only appeal to Canada and the U.S., I don't think the studios mind, because in the end of the day, they just want to make the money and they don't care where it's from.
Okay, here's the important question. We can't make the Chinese the bad guys in any big action movie anymore because of the fact that they're such an influence now. Here's the question. Who's going to be the bad guys now? You can't go to Russia anymore. Well, I guess you can.
North Korea.
But the Germans still? I mean, there were Nazis like 100 years ago.
I can still put the Russians. I mean, they're classic. They'll always be bad guys in movies.
But at one point, aren't they going to get fed up? Like, I feel bad for the Russians. I mean, I know, like, they're evil, but still, I mean, at some point, you know, they have feelings too, and they're not communist anymore. And
but the thing is, it's not just like, not every movie is necessarily going to be big in China. Like, I know Transformers was just a beast, but, you know, something like Guardians of the Galaxy might not be big in China like it was maybe in other markets. So I think it just depends on the movie. It depends on what's going on in it. And I think we still will see China being the bad guy sometimes.
Do you think at some point China will kind of push its influence? Say, for example, it might not be a specific movie, but a movie company, say it's under Paramount's wing, right? Low budget movie. They don't care about the Chinese market, but the Chinese are vilified in it. And they say, well, you know what? If you release that film, then whatever big box office thing we're going to refuse to release in China. Do you think China's going to start to play its influence a bit more?
It wouldn't surprise me, but see, that's tough. At that point, if they do, they're losing out on money themselves. But oh, that is a very good question.
I'm going to leave it to the audience. Tweet me, hashtag OSATM. Do you guys see a horrible future of China pushing its weight and, you know, kind of flexing its muscle and restricting films to actually come out and affect U.S. cinema? Let me know. Carp, what would you like to discuss this week?
Dave Bautista.
Bautista. Hey, he's becoming a bit of an action star, this guy. Now apparently he's gonna be one of the main henchmen in 007, the next Bond movie. What do you think about this?
I like it. I was really impressed by his acting in Guardians of the Galaxy. He played a really good role, and I'm looking forward to actually more out of Dave Bautista in movies now. He's actually taking the craft very seriously. He's doing extra acting classes, he's doing what he can to become better at. And they're, you know what, they're going to typecast him as the big, brooding, angry guy. But you know what? Just do what you're good with.
No, for sure. And there is a market for it.
Yeah, and I also like the Léa Seydoux being the femme fatale in Bond 24 as well. So Bond 24 is starting to pique my interest.
Any possibility we can see a Hugh Grant James Bond in the near future?
Probably not in our lifetime or my nephew's lifetime or his grandkids' lifetimes.
By the way, his nephew looks like Mike Quackenbush.
Well, one thing, I hope they actually develop him as a henchman, because all the Daniel Craig movies and the Brosnan movies, like all the henchmen were completely unforgettable. So I hope they give him something. I don't know what if it's a couple catchphrases, if it's...
It says talk of the role surfaced in August with MI6 revealing that this bad guy was going to be crafted in the mold of Jaws or Oddjob, but different than any of the villains who have been created before.
He is Jaws' job.
Well, see, that would be perfect.
The henchman's name is Hinks.
Odd Jaws.
Because those are like the two henchmen everyone remembers. And if you can kind of get something like that, where maybe we even bring him in like two or three movies.
Yeah.
I think it would be great, because the henchmen have, for the last seven movies, have been terrible.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a heel in multiple movies?
But yeah,
well, Jaws was in multiple. And
okay.
Oddjob was in at least two, I believe.
I'm trying to remember if he was in two or one. Well, because I know the main villain was in like seven movies.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I believe so. I think something like that. I could be wrong, and D-Ran will shoot me, but...
Yeah, quick question. Do you think he's got the range to play, like, to have depth to his character? Or is he just going to be, like, just a muscle?
We'll have to wait and see.
But the thing is, I don't even...
I'm asking you guys. Do you think he's got the range?
But I don't even... Maybe I'm not going to answer the question, but I don't think he even has to have the range. I just got to think they got to somehow make him memorable. It doesn't necessarily mean having a great acting range, which would always help, of course.
Well, at least Bautista's got some work, part of his dwindling WWE popularity.
Exactly.
All right, let's get to the movie review or reviews of the week. Who has seen The Judge?
I have.
Okay, let's get your review.
As I told you guys before we started recording, but I'll put it on the recording, that normally I don't really see movies while I'm out on the road, but I got lucky to where I drove past a truck stop right next to a movie theater. I wasn't in no rush to get to where I was needed to go because I had plenty of time. So I pulled over, spent the night there, and went to watch The Judge. And really, I don't have a lot to say about this movie. I believe with what you see with the previews is pretty much what you're getting. There are some, I'm not calling them twists, but maybe certain story details that they don't show you, and those are kind of cool. But it's definitely a heartwarming story of a guy who lives in a big city, and then he leaves it to go back home for something, and then he ends up having to stay there. And just that everything small, hometown grown, and the kind of town it is. I liked everybody in the movie. There's nobody I didn't really dislike. So I think for me, this is a 3 out of 5.
Okay, cool. Karp, what have you seen?
Dracula Untold.
Okay, let's get your review.
It was pretty good. It wasn't. I had low expectations, so that helped. Action scenes were well done. It was really weird seeing Vlad Dracula as the good guy for like 98% of the film. So that kind of screwed me up. You actually get to see Vlad the Impaler legit, like, impale somebody, like the history book show where, you know, he sticks the spike through the guy and sticks him into the ground. So that was kind of cool. CGI was well done. Him becoming Dracula, it sticks to, you know, most modern stories of what people know is he drinks the vampire's blood. But if he had resisted his hunger, he would have only had the power for 3 days and then he would have gone back to human. But of course, he has to drink blood because this happens. I'm not going to say anything. And the ending, like the last 1% of the film, they leave it for a sequel, which I found completely unnecessary. All in all, though, I definitely suggest Cheapy Tuesday to check it out. For me, it's a 6.5 out of 10.
Please tell me there's no glitter.
No, there is. Well, there is glitter, but it's because of silver reflecting off sunlight.
Okay, but they don't like glitter.
No, the sun starts to touch him and his skin starts to burn. Like vampires are actually supposed to happen.
Does he go into like a woman's apartment and watch her sleep for 2 months?
No, he watches his wife and he sees like a vein pulsing in her neck while he's trying to resist the hunger of drinking her blood, so he doesn't become like a super vampire.
Okay, and does the female in the movie, does she like? Okay. Is there a vampire? Yeah. Yeah. Or do they stare for like hours on end and say no dialogue?
No, this movie was 1.5 hours and it felt a lot less because the action scenes were well done and there was no unnecessary staring. There was one slightly overly emotional part, like not needed, but you know, I guess you got to sell the ladies to watch it. And
okay. Does the lady, the main actress in the film, does she go to a high school with a population of 3,000 people that are way too overly diverse in culture and race?
No, because the movie's
way too friendly.
Probably made in about, like, the timeline's probably around the 14 or whenever Vlad the Impaler actually existed is the timeline. So, like, you know, 1800, schools really didn't exist.
Right.
There was military that...
Okay, one last question. Yeah, okay. One last question.
It wasn't Twilight, and if you like Twilight, you'll probably won't like this because there's no sword fighting. I mean penis fighting vampires.
Cool. Okay, one very important question. Was the main actress's, for her birthday, was she given a truck?
Nope.
Like an old beat-up truck?
No. And she she looked about a billion and a half times hotter than Kirsten Stewart.
I got one question too. How far into the movie does the werewolf come in?
Oh, no werewolves.
No.
Yeah, sorry. No shirtless.
Okay. Nuts. So no, there's no werewolf just constantly taking his shirt off for no reason.
No, and there's barely any. I think a guy takes his shirt off once.
Does Dracula have an overly sassy best friend?
No. Dracula has a general who is like, "Hey, why are you getting all these powers?" And he's like,
"But is he overly like sassy?"
No, not at all. Okay. He's like, "Hey, stop trying to tell us to, you know, defend our country or." No, none of that. It's, I'll try and defend our country to my death, which he does.
Okay, one last question. Okay, does the main actress, does she, like, desert all her vampire friends to go fight the vampire by herself because she's a fucking idiot?
No, the main actress tries to save her son and sacrifices herself in the end for the better of the family.
Awesome. All right, thanks.
Look,
that went on way too long.
I think that's you pretty awesome. Much want to say fuck Twilight.
Yeah, pretty much.
All its versions. And I can't wait to counter-argue my point of how much better Sharknado is than Twilight in the 100th anniversary show.
Yes.
Just a little bit of a teaser there, folks.
Yeah, so. The Great Debate, episode 100, coming soon.
Exactly.
Let's get into the weekend box office. Break it down! All right, Carr, break down the numbers for this week.
So in number one, holding the same place would be Gone Girl. Total domestic of 81.8. This week bringing in an additional 26. I'm sure the studio is very happy with their $61 million budget, considering Foreign also brought in 62. Coming in at number two on the new was Dracula Untold, pulling in $23 million on a budget of 70. Huge domestic numbers at $62.6 million, though. Why do you think the domestic numbers are so well off for this movie?
I think you mean foreign numbers.
Foreign numbers.
I think it's just Dracula's a story that, like, all cultures, or most cultures have something. Like, it's not just, like, an American story or Canadian story. It's something that, like, it's literature or, like, it's something everyone knows about. Because like, usually, if I remember correctly, horror movies, like, maybe it's not necessarily strictly horror. It's
more action.
So, like, you know, horror doesn't usually do well internationally, but I think this is a story that just, it transcends borders, so it's something that everyone can appreciate.
So, in third place, another debut with Alexander the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, 18.3, roughly, pulling in with a budget of 28. I can see this eventually making its money back, but probably there won't be any sequel of any sort for this. Fourth place, Annabelle, 15.8. million.
Jesus.
A total of 61 gross on a $6.5 million budget. So that's pretty damn impressive for.
And it also made 60 on foreign. It's got 123 worldwide on a $6 million budget.
Third debut this week, The Judge, pulling in 13.1 million on a much larger budget. I don't think this movie will be making its money back.
Why the hell was this 50 million?
Robert Downey.
Wow.
Yeah, RDJ's salary was probably 35 million of that 50.
Wow. It's only made 1 million on the foreign market.
Equalizer sticking in the top 10 on its third week with another 9.7 million for a total of 79.8 on a $55 million budget. Studio's happy and will likely see a sequel as we already know. Some independent film called Addicted came out in seventh place with 7.4 million. Maze Runner is still in the top 10 after 5 weeks with 7.4 million, total of 83 in 5 weeks on a budget of 34. And I know this is a trilogy, so we'll definitely be seeing the next one. Fourth place, Box Trolls, animated movie, 6.6 million, total of 40 million. And finally, Nick Cage staying in the top 10 for 6 weeks with Left Behind, the 2014 edition, 2.8 million, total of 10 million on a $16 million budget. It's The Rapture, so I don't think there'll be a sequel.
Yeah.
We're going to steal the box office.
We're going to steal heaven. All right. We got two movies coming out this week. First one is a tank drama starring Brad Pitt and the completely insane Shia LaBeouf. This is Fury.
It can't get worse. It can, and it will. The dying's not done. The killing's not done.
I promised my crew a long time ago I'd keep them alive.
I was afraid you were dead. Where's the rest of Third Platoon? We're it.
Sergeant Collier, I'm your new assistant driver.
Tank school? That's home.
You've never even seen the inside of a tank.
You will. I started this war killing Germans in Africa. Now I'm killing Germans in Germany. Been with these fine gentlemen for years. These troops get by you. We're all dead in the water. All we got is you. I won't ask you to do anything I haven't done myself.
Comm check.
Photo check.
Brady check.
Bomb check.
Throttle check.
Deals are peaceful. History is violent.
Wait till you see it.
See what?
Where a man can do to another man.
I'm scared.
I'm scared too.
It will end soon. But before it does, a lot more people gotta die.
Well, you know, we do get $1.35 a day, right?
Best job I ever had.
Best job I ever had.
Best job I ever had.
They're coming.
How many?
300 of them. There's 5 against 300.
We never run before. Why are we going to run now?
We're still in this fight. Still in this fight. Now!
This is a 300 meets Inglourious Basterds. Brad Pitt pretty much playing the same role, but obviously a little toned down. This looks pretty good, actually. And normally, I'm not a huge Brad Pitt fan, but it just seems like a box office movie to go see. So I'm in for this one. So yay for me. Carp, let's get your 2 cents.
Oh, yeah. I definitely want to see Aldo Raines' brother killing more Nazis. I usually enjoy World War II flicks anyways. So. Yes.
Kebo Trek, your name?
First off, I think it's a very effective trailer. And I'll give it a yay.
Have you set?
No, I really want to see this.
I think you just blew your mic again.
you serious? What the fuck?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Yeah, I want to see this, and it does make me want to rewatch Inglourious Basterds ASAP.
What is it, the speech he says? The Nazis will fear us. The Nazis will fuck us. Whatever. Reminds me of Brad's
torture porn. Are you watching, buddy?
I don't know. There was too much reading in that movie. I'm American. I don't like reading.
All right, for DVD viewers, X-Men Day of Future Past, it is my favorite movie of the year. So if you haven't seen it, it is definitely worth the rent, the purchase, the download, whatever you do to get your content, check that out. Mr. Peabody and Sherman, I would check this on Netflix, I guess. And what's Persecuted?
I would check it out. I think of every single Rocky and Bullwinkle movie, little shorts that were in the movie, this is probably by far the best one I checked it out not that long ago. For what I paid for it, I enjoyed myself. I thought it was fairly good.
Okay, cool. All right, let's get into feedback. First off, Brian from Toons. If you could be any non-superhero character from a movie, who would you be? Hashtag OSATM. Who wants to start?
From what I'm seeing, I'd like to be John Wick. He's like a badass.
He kind of does, yeah. You know, I'd be the dude from The Big Lebowski. Who else?
I would be one of two. I'd be the female version of Natalie Portman's character in Black Swan.
So you'd be female version?
Oh, sorry, the man.
What the fuck?
He'd be even more womanly than a woman.
Okay, that's it. Either Natalie Portman's a man, or you like being dressing up. The male version.
Kevin wants to be a superwoman.
Or the male version of Neve Campbell's character in Wild Things.
Wild Things. Carp.
I already said. John Wick.
Heavy set.
Anyone of the Ghostbusters.
Except Ernie Hudson, because he doesn't have any.
Yeah.
You're racist.
No, that's nothing to do with it.
You're so racist.
That's nothing to do with it. If Ernie Hudson had the career that Bill Murray had, I would be Ernie Hudson. But Ernie Hudson has done Ghostbusters and Comic Cons featuring Ernie Hudson. That's it. All right, Piper to DJ. Is there a sport that needs to be made into a movie? Hashtag OSATM.
I would like to see a good basketball movie.
Oh yeah, because there's never that. That's never Space Jam or
nothing. Nah, yeah. A good bat. Well, like no.
How about in the what Blue Chips? Called Cuba? Yeah, Cuba Gooding Jr.
White Man Can't Jump.
Yeah,
that was good. Blue Chips was.
Love and Basketball.
Nah.
See, now, if there's any sport that needs to be made into a movie, I think it's Ultimate Frisbee.
I think it's they did a curling movie, Men with Brooms.
Yep.
They pretty much made a movie for every single sport.
They even made one for basketball. So, I think they've got everything covered.
Check out YouTube.
One for dodgeball.
Either foosball or Ultimate Frisbee.
Have they made a handball movie?
They made a hand job movie.
How about a miniature golf movie?
Yes, you got to have Quebec Carl Carmoni.
There was a bit of mini putting in Happy Gilmore.
No, but it wasn't specifically designed, like it wasn't featured. So it'd be a Quebec mini putt movie.
It would make $4.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. All right. Is there a movie that needs the backstory explained in a prequel? Hashtag OSATM. I'm going to start. We need a live action Matrix prequel. I love they had an animated series, kind of a couple episodes explaining it. I'd love to see that live action.
That's a great one.
You know what? We need another origin story for Spider-Man. That's
we need another origin story for Batman.
Yeah. Have you seen Gotham?
No, I hear
mixed reviews.
Yeah. From some people on the panel too. Starring the guy from the OC.
I lasted a whole one episode.
Well, it usually only lasts, anyways. From what I hear. Is there any other movies?
This is actually a tough question.
We need a prequel to The Big Lebowski.
How about a proper prequel to Star Wars?
Okay.
Star Wars, episode 0.5.
What about Avatar?
Oh, God. Avatar's a one and done.
Well, they're making three more, so...
Yeah, but
it's not one and done.
Yeah, so... All right, let's close the show. Plugs, final thoughts. Heavy set.
Well, I would say, like always, you can go to www.kfabesports.com, but unfortunately, the website address is kind of down, and my former partner, or whatever, he's not getting back to me on what the fuck is going on.
What the fuck? So he owns the domain?
Yeah, he owns the domain. Like, we're still cool and everything, but he's not active and everything, and I'm trying to, like, say, like, dude, like, if you can't cover this...
It's transfer.
Can you let go of it? Like, and there's something we can do, because... one of the guys that I have who posts some of his shows on there, he actually was like, dude, something's wrong with the site. And I immediately tried to pop it up and was like, this, you know, basically, boop, can't show it up. But if you go to the actual Podbean address, ohioindiereport.podbean.com, yeah, it shows up. But that...
You need that redirect.
Yeah, that's what we're... I'm trying to get that figured out. But in the meantime, there is a new episode of Anything Goes, which is starring myself, the Mop Jockey, and FTW. We kind of go a little bit all over the place. We talk mostly wrestling, but we kind of go off on tangents. And I like to get people's input of how they perceive the show and actually talk about what we want to do for upcoming episodes. So check it out. Hit us up with feedback.
And in the meantime, they can go to ohioindiereport.podbean.com.
Yes.
All right, cool. Cart, Stay Wars.
Yeah, pretty much staywars.com. You know, come and play the games and join if you'd like.
Are you looking for new members, though?
We are actually looking for new members because we're trying to get rid of some of the old flamers. I believe they're called internet trolls now.
Yeah, the fucking assholes, that's what they're called. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
and by the way, Night of Champions was fixed, and guess whose fake picks won?
What? Is it the Come On My Cock Wednesday
one? Cock Talk starring Will.
That's awesome. So do I get anything? Or?
No, it has to be WrestleMania. CockTalk.com presents Call Talk starring... Strarring, because it's S-T-R-A-R-I-N-G, Will.
And he wins. Yeah, I love it. So. That's awesome. I'm going to two-peat. I'm going to put the same exact name for the second, for the next pay-per-view. I win. All right, awesome. Kebo Trek.
Nothing for me, but we always are looking for new members anyway.
For what?
For my nothing.
For everything.
All right. Awesome. Ellaphotography.ca. All right. So for Kebo Trek, Heavy Set, Carp, this is Old School. Thank you very much for listening.
is bullshit, Gene.
What's the matter, Rich?
In the next episode, Steve Urkel turns Carl into a giant sandwich and accidentally eats him.
Oh, wait, that's hilarious, buddy. It's hilarious.
Come on, I'm an actor, Gene. This was supposed to be about me and my family.
I know, but you know, after that first death spot with Steve Urkel, I mean, America fell in love with him, man. We had to make him a regular, and you know, hey, listen, he's the star of the show now, sweetheart. We gotta play ball, Bubba.
Don't you dare Bubba me, Gene. Now, last week, Steve used his transformation machine to turn Carl into a car and drive him around the Monaco Grand Prix. Mm-hmm. Come on, how many times are we gonna use this transformation machine? This was supposed to be a blue collar Cosby show. Now you turn it into goddamn Quantum Leap. Alright. This shit.
Okay, I couldn't tell you even if I wanted to, okay? Maybe we got like 21 writers up there, okay? You know what I'm saying, Reginald? But you and I both know that they don't decide what happens in the show, okay? We both know who decides what happens in the show.
2 weeks ago, Steve Urkel used his invisibility ray on Carl, and I wasn't even in the goddamn episode. It was just my voice.
Yes, I know, Reginald. I'm sorry. I fucking apologize. It'll never happen again.
Then Steve used his voice-changing ray to turn Carl into a high-pitched, nerdy voice. Who do you think provided the voice for that?
Don't get too feisty on me now, Reg. Let's not go down that path, okay?
Oh, we're going down that path, Gene. In a couple of weeks, Harriet, Eddie, Laura, Grandma, Aunt Rachel, Little Richie, and the other little kid are going to get teleported to another dimension. And then Steve injects Carl with his own DNA, so Carl turns into another Steve Urkel. That's two Steve Urkels and no family on a show called Family Matters. How the fuck does that work?
Listen, Urkel Mania is unstoppable, okay? He's a phenomenon. There's nothing we can do about it, okay? It's up to him.
No. I'm an actor. I'm a fucking actor. I'm a real actor. I did Richard III. I was in True West with Sherman Helmsley. I was in Die Hard, damn it. Fuck Steve Urkel.
You will suck Steve Urkel's dick if he wants you to. You will suck his fucking dick, do you understand? He is our bread and butter, you motherfucker. I am high on cocaine.
I'm a fucking actor, Gene. I've done more cocaine than you weigh, motherfucker.
I'm going to tell you what you are, Reginald L. Johnson. You're a fucking pawn in that nerd's game. You are a fucking pawn. Do you think I have any power over what that monster does? Any power at all? I am the senior vice president of development for the American...
Gene, what's become of you, Gene?
I am nothing.
Gene, I don't know what you mean by that, Gene, but you're scaring me.
No, don't do anything crazy, Gene. Everyone does too much coke sometimes, but just what are you going to do with the gun, Gene? What are you gonna do? No. We can talk this through. Okay.
The king is dead. Long live the king.
No.
Did I do that? Jaleel? There is no Jaleel. Only Steve. It's always been Steve.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker!
Forgetting something, Carl.
Don't you come near me. Stay away from me, here.
Could have all been so simple, Carl. Just say your lines and take the money.
You monster! What are you doing? I can't control.
Am I doing this?
No. See, I'll do anything.
You will do what I want on Family Matters.
Yes. Oh, of course, Steve.
See you on set, Carl.
What's up? It is Heavy Set, and I'm here to tell you about Kayfabe Sports Radio, the home of the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks. On the Ohio Indy Report, I break down what's going on in the Cleveland scene of independent wrestling, from AIW to Prime Wrestling, and some of the little organizations in between that I can attend. And if you also like NFL football, be sure to check out NFL Easy Picks, hosted by myself and my good friend Joe Bennett, as we break down and talk about what is going on in football, and we make our picks on the coming week's games. And all this can be found at www.kfabesports.com. You can also find us on iTunes by searching Kfabe Sports Radio. And while you're at kfabesports.com, be sure to check out the links for Kfabe Sports Radio, Ohio Indy Report, and NFL Easy Picks on Facebook and Twitter. So for now, be sure to check out the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks on Kfabe Sports Radio, where it's all a work.
I believe this is three books, so they'll most likely be making the next one for sure. What? Coming in, is Gone Girl not a trilogy?
No.
Oh, okay. So let's restart that.
Okay. Yeah. When, like, she's still gone?
Yeah.
Gone again. Taken.
She's taken again.
She's still gone.
Taken. That's actually a prequel to Taken.
I take it you haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen or read the books.
Because there's a definitive end.
All right.
But so was Taken. So.
Spoiler alert.
I don't know why. Every time I do a podcast, these guys decide to move furniture in their fucking... Anyways, hold on. It's like they know I'm doing it. It's awesome.